Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
We're alive, and today no one is trying to kill us, Mass. By Ash. Back on Earth, it's December, but the time conversion gives the new Lantian solar equivalent as mid-July, and the weather is settling into sultry. Between that and the past few years, John's given up on Christmas. First, it had been explaining winter holidays to Taylor and Ronan, and how it was possible that not only did people on Earth have many different holidays, most of which had nothing to do with it actually being winter, it had to do with calendars. And why the hell didn't you ask anthropology? But they had multiple ways of celebrating the same one. So there were people who put out shoes for Santa Claus, and candles for St. Lucia, and Rudolph was actually made up as a marketing device by Macy's, and depending on who you asked, St. Nicholas was the same as Santa Claus, and sometimes not. It depended, okay? Okay, Ronan had said, and gone off to do something else. The important thing is presence, Rodney had said. So really, being on the mainland today with his team has nothing to do with winter, or that back home it's Christmas Eve. John hasn't been observant for a long time, and Rodney is strictly in it for the presents, which, even though they require waiting, because Hanukkah starts earlier, can all be opened at once. Also, there are more of them. "Did I ever tell you about Siberia?" Rodney asks, from the shade of a Pegasus palm tree. He keeps going, ignoring John, saying that, yes, Rodney has told him about Siberia. There was a physicist there, Romanov, Molotov, something. Anyway, he played Jimmy Buffett in his lab all day long, in Siberia, and he has Jimmy Buffett on, singing about beaches and wasting away in Margaritaville. He shivers. In 80% humidity and summer sun, he shivers, and misses something about shoving Jimmy Buffett's lost shaker of salt up Romanov's ass. "That's the holiday spirit, McKay," John says, and shoves a beer in his hand. "What holiday?" Rodney asks. "I don't know." John watches Taylor walking to the edge of the surf, one hand on a belly that looks not quite Taylorish. Ronan's examining John's surfboard. "It's, we're alive, and today no one's trying to kill us, Mass." "I can work with that," Rodney allows. He takes a drink and looks at the beer appreciatively. "It would be better with presents." John rolls his eyes and collapses onto the sand next to Rodney, absently scratching an itch on his shoulder against the rough bark of the tree. This close, he can smell Rodney's sweat, and sees it as a fine sheen on his skin, laced with a bit of fake coconut from his sunscreen. He's wearing possibly the most ridiculous striped shirt in existence, and khakis that John knows are old and overwashed and soft. "So how come you're not out there trying to break your neck or drown yourself?" Rodney gestures to the waves with his beer, and to Ronan, who's wiped out for the first time. Taylor's laughing, clapping appreciatively, and when she turns back to the shore, John can't see her face, but he knows she's smiling. His team. John tries not to think of what that means. It's too real, too fierce for waves that are barely waves, and warm sand between his toes. "Too lazy," he says, when he can talk again, acutely aware that Rodney is looking at him, and that somewhere in the past 3 years they've learnt to read each other. "Please tell me we're not going to do the angst today," Rodney pleads. "Please, I have beer. And Rodney says it sincerely enough that John has to laugh and shake his head, which wins one of Rodney's quick, sunbright smiles, the one John always wants to kiss, but never does. He does today, though, because he isn't trying to break his neck, and the sun's made him stupid, and clumsy too, because his nose bonks off Rodney's, and Rodney says something about chipping a tooth. Ow, Shepherd! But then it flows, and they fit. Rodney's mouth slanting hot and wet over his, and his hands uncertain centimetres from John's cheek before the sound John makes encourages him to touch. We're alive, and today no one's trying to kill us, Math, John says, after, when Rodney's still dazed, and John's finished licking fake coconut from his lips. That was my present? Rodney asks, somewhere between amazed and indignant. Part of it, John says. Oh, Rodney says softly. Well, okay.